Hey, buddy. How are you?
The Harbor Springs Deer Park is about as close to deer as you're ever going to get. As soon as you walk up to the chain link fence, you'll have two or three or four curious deer come right up to you, looking for food or just wanting to lick your hand.
They are really practically tame.
They are very much tame.
Janice Elliott has been coming to the deer park for years.
I would probably come 2 to 3 times in the summertime and feed them and interact with them, not thinking past that.
One morning 5 years ago, Elliott made an unplanned visit to the deer park.
I was heading down East Hill and I looked over and I saw two men with hunting caps on, orange hunting caps.
The men had rifles and were running around the south side of the deer park. As Elliott pulled into the parking lot to try to figure out what was going on, the men started shooting at the deer.
One buck in particular with a huge set of antlers was throwing himself against the fence, trying to get away from the bullets and trying to release himself. I was horrifically saddened by watching this happen.
The men with rifles were employed by the city of Harbor Springs. City Manager Tom Richards says that's how the city controlled the herd population.
Over the course of the 70 or so years that the deer park has been there, occasionally it would be necessary to reduce the size of the herd so that it was appropriate for the size of the enclosure.
Richard says there shouldn't be more than 6 deer in the park, but last year the herd had grown to 21 deer. After Janice Elliott organized a campaign to end the shootings, the city worked with the Humane Society to come up with another plan. A couple of years ago, they tried to use a form of contraception on the does, but that didn't work. Last year, the city entered into a deal with a deer breeder near Gaylord called Storms and Whitetails.
The herd that we had last fall was transferred to Storm's End so that they could be provided to some of Storm's End's customers.
Deer Park opponents are concerned about who those customers may be. Janice Elliott says some of those deer end up in what she calls canned hunts. That's where deer are hunted in fenced-in ranches.
The whole idea of offering this experience to families and children and then hauling the deer off to be shot in canned hunt in enclosures rubs people, thinking and feeling people, the wrong way.
Canned hunts, I really have a problem with the term.
Gina Bozer owns Storms End Whitetails.
I'm going to guess that she has never been to a ranch. She has never been to a place where they provide hunts to people.
Right now there are 6 does and 1 buck in the Harbor Springs Deer Park. Bozer says the does will never be hunted, but the bucks, maybe.
You know, the end result is that some of these animals will be hunted, but our job is to make sure that, you know, we deal with people that where it's not a so-called canned hunt where, you know, you're shooting an animal in a small pen, or you know, you're taking an animal that's been, you know, raised by humans and is tame. That's not the reality.
But even some of the park's advocates aren't fans of the city's new deal with Storms End Whitetails.
I don't like the way it's handled now. I am a firm believer of the way it used to be handled.
Christopher Hines grew up in Harbor Springs.
It was handled by the street department. They'd come in very quietly, take the ones out that, you know, the older ones that were ready to be, to thin them out, and they'd take them to Mana Food Project and feed the families around here that need the food. And I thought that was a great way of doing it.
Hines says the deer park is a community tradition, one he fondly remembers sharing with his dad, and one he shares now with his 5-year-old son.
Grandparents bringing their grandkids, you know, multi-generations down here feeding the deer, and the smiles and the happiness and just the joys of the deer park. Everybody loves it, you know, so I'd hate to see it go. It's a great place full of memories and heritage and tradition for Harbor Springs.
Since the city made its deal with Storm's End, the debate over the deer park has intensified. Now there are competing Facebook pages on both sides of the issue. There are letters in the local paper and a petition on change.org. Last month, the city council decided to put it to a vote on the November election ballot. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.